Hey man, welcome back to the Misfits podcast. Rated 5 stars on iTunes by just another edgy fact. Well, that's a rude word. That's uncomfortable. He says, better than the time I saw two shirtless Mexicans wrestling over croissants in the park. Whoa, bro. Groovy 5-star review there by just another edgy faggot.
That's LaMal.
Today, man, we're going to talk about a little something that went down in Melbourne that we didn't tell you last week. I'm joined by my co-hosts, iNotorious, a.k.a. Matt.
Yo, what is up, man?
Swagger Souls.
Yo, you want a match on a Dutch, bro?
Zuckles, a.k.a. Mason.
I like the Flying Dutchman.
John on the Radio, a.k.a. Toby.
I disapprove of this.
McCreamy, a.k.a. Jay.
Yo, what's up? Sober Andy here.
And a very, very special guest this week. It's Bucks from YouTube.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Okay, enough of that fucking stone hurt voice. I can't do that whole podcast. Guys, before we get started, if you don't know who Bucks is, check him out. Look up Bucks on YouTube. I'm pretty sure you're Ryan Hughes TV on Twitter. Is that right?
Yes. Twitter, Instagram, Ryan Hughes TV. Right now, if you subscribe to my YouTube channel, I'll be very happy tonight.
That was tall. All right, that's enough. All right, they didn't come here for this. They came here to hear about us getting fucked.
Just remember that he's 5'3".
Shut the... Okay, wait, are you talking to me? Do you want to fucking go?
Finally, someone who's shorter than me.
Come on.
Why did we do a podcast with 7 people? This was such a bad idea. Okay, should we just jump right into what this is about? I'm pretty sure it's going to be in the title, maybe.
Yeah. Why did we drop LSD with 7 people?
Guys, we took LSD in Melbourne. Now, listen, jokes aside, we got to get some disclaimers out of the way before we jump into the stories that we had. Listen, if you're under the age of 18, if you're underage, we're just telling you right now, this podcast is not meant for you. We can't stop you from listening, but it's not for you. All right. So,
please click off. None of us will be mad at you.
Leave now.
Top right. Yes.
We've already got the listen. Banished. You've already started listening. We get the stat. Now leave.
Yeah.
This is 18 plus. And also, don't do LSD.
Well,
if you're that age,
if you're underage,
don't do any substances. If you're under 18,
don't do drugs.
Okay,
drugs are bad.
Please get a clear disclaimer here.
Okay? All drugs will kill you and make you pregnant.
Listen, before we get into it, there's a couple things we got to lay out. A, if you're underage, do not listen to this podcast. If you are a parent listening to this with your child, I would recommend that you don't do that.
I don't know why you do that anyway.
Seriously. Listen, if you're underage, do not experiment with psychedelics or drugs in general, okay? And if you are of age, do not consume LSD without testing it first, okay, guys? It's very important that you test your LSD if you're sure you want to take it, okay? Don't just get some LSD from some random street dealer and just decide to chuck it down the hatch because old Uncle Fitzy and the gang told you it was a good idea. We're not telling you that's a good idea.
We're telling you quite the opposite.
Exactly.
Yeah, the stuff that we got was tested with Ehrlich reagent testing kits to make sure that it wasn't N-bomb or Dragonfly or some kind of other substrate of LSD, like a research chemical.
Yeah, a lot of LSD that people peddle on the street is research chemicals, and that shit can give you a really bad time. So
you could die.
If you do decide that you want to try this, and we're not telling you that you should, obviously, you have to make sure you test it. You can buy test kits. It's legal. Please be safe if you decide to do it.
Don't be a fucking idiot.
Yes.
Yeah. Do your research.
Because you could genuinely die.
Tons of resources online.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to tell you our anecdotal experience with it. We knew what we were getting ourselves into when we took it. LSD is an illegal drug. Okay. That being said, I'm pretty sure we're kind of in agreement that just because it's illegal doesn't mean that it is a negative thing or something that's going to be negative on your life, all right? We all had a very...
Drugs are good.
Scuffed logic.
This is so complicated to lay out for you guys, but we just have to make sure that you know, like, we're not advocating that everyone fucking go try acid, man.
There are real risks to taking psychedelic drugs. You're not going to drop a tab of acid and see pink elephants. And you're not going to have a really swell time 100% of the time. If you're an anxious person, if you have a genetic history of schizophrenia or personality disorder, that can come out.
Yeah, even if you're just in a bad place in your life, you know, it's not a good idea. You could have a really bad time and just have an unpleasant experience. And no one wants that, all right? No. It's not really something that you should just take lightly. We were all feeling, you know, we were all in a very good place in life. We're great friends. We had a really great time together. But just because of what you're about to hear about our experience doesn't mean that you're going to have the same experience, okay? It differs for everyone. So make sure that, you know, if you do decide it's a good idea, that you're at least in a good place mentally and that you're, you know, not an anxious person, that you're not the kind of person that shouldn't do this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Look into it, you know, basically.
Research. Clear your schedule. The trip is about 8 to 12 hours. Make sure you're there with a trip sitter if it's your first time.
A trip sitter that's had experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. A trip sitter, by the way, is a sober person who has experience with psychedelics that can kind of guide you through the trip and look after you and make sure you don't do anything retarded that could potentially endanger you.
LSD is not addictive, so you won't get addicted to it. It's out of your system within the day that you take it.
No one has died from just taking LSD.
No one
just
has died
to get that out there.
Just LSD.
It's pretty much impossible to take the amount that would kill you. Because it's such a high amount.
Oh, yeah.
No, the basic dosage is like 4 tabs, so if you can.
No, you fucking idiot.
No, it's not.
You fucking moron.
No, it's a Mason.
What is the fuck?
Okay, LSD is... We're trying to disclaim here, and you're telling people that a normal dose is 4 tabs.
Oh, what?
A single tab.
Mason, we took half a tab.
Yeah,
a single. You realize that, right?
Dude, what do you mean?
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did. We took half a tab, Mason.
We actually took 7 in between all of us.
Full disclaimer before we get into this, Mason is high on marijuana right now, so don't fucking take anything he says as fact.
Disregard him. He's an idiot. But
yeah,
in case you want to know, LSD is measured in micrograms. A tab of LSD, a small square of paper, could have anywhere from, let's say, 75 to 150 mics. An average dosage is about 90 for a threshold dose. That's the lower end. And if you want a higher dose, be 200, and so on.
Mason just typed in the group chat, "Didn't know we in school."
And he spelled D-I-D-D-N-H-T.
Mason, here's you realize why we're disclaiming this, right? You realize that if a bunch of our fans, if we just jumped into a tale about LSD without disclaiming like the effects and everything, it might potentially be a bad thing for us. You realize that, right?
You're so dense.
Just shut the fuck up and let us get this out of the way, and then we can get to the fun part.
Don't do LSD unless you're 18 plus. Please.
Yes. Okay.
Please.
And just by
research.
The way, in case you have any misconceptions about psychedelics, yes, LSD is illegal in most countries, but it's nowhere near it, even in the same universe as other high-level illegal drugs like heroin or
cocaine.
Meth or even cocaine. Guys, we fucked with it with LSD doesn't mean we're like, well, all drugs are fucking the best thing ever, man. Like,
we're not interested at all in taking anything bad.
Yeah.
Don't do drugs.
I draw the line at marijuana and psychedelics personally. I won't do anything other than that.
Yep. Yeah. And so there you go. I mean... Yeah, I guess that's heavily disclaimed, okay? So we can kind of, get into it. Before we do, though, I Swagger, you know a little bit about how the drug itself actually works. Would you like to talk about it for those who are maybe interested, just to show that, you know, at least one of us kind of knows what we're talking about?
Sure. I mean, when you take LSD, the active ingredient, like the lysergic acid, it binds to the serotonin receptors in your brain. And what it does is that, as it binds, the receptor folds over the molecule. And what that does is that it fires off the signals over and over again until the LSD is metabolized by the brain. So that can take anywhere from 8 to 12 hours. Depending on your dose, it could take even longer. So when you're tripping, you're in for the long haul, essentially.
Yeah.
You have the come up, which is about an hour to 2 hours into your trip. You'll be at your peak, which is the most intense part. And then for the rest of the time, you're going to be on the come down until you eventually go to sleep about 8 to 12 hours later. So, you know, it's not one of those things that you take in the morning right before fucking school, because you're going to have a terrible fucking time. Don't
before school, monkey ass.
I knew a guy that did that. It wasn't fun.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Also, something else is when you take it, your body develops a tolerance to it, so you can't
immediately.
That's why it's non-addictive. Your body immediately develops a tolerance to it, so you can't take it every day because it just won't have the effects.
Yeah, well, if you took it the day after, you would have to like double the amount you took to get even anywhere near the same effects. Yeah. Even then, it would be weaker.
That's hectic.
Like, say you take one tab, that's your threshold. The next day, you'd have to take two tabs to get to that threshold, and then the next day, you need to take four. It's math.
Sounds pretty addictive.
Whoa. Well,
I promise you, after taking a tab of acid, the next day you are not going to feel like taking more acid. You know? You're going to be like, wow, that was a really interesting experience. I think I'm good for like at least, you know, a few months at the very minimum. You know? You're going to be like, holy shit. So anyway, okay, that's the complicated stuff, the technical stuff out of the way. That's it all disclaimed. Why don't we talk about why we decided to do this? Why we're fucking talking about this? Because I mean, guys, before we like actually it was pretty much immediately after we dropped the drug, we were like, we can never share this with the world. This is gonna be something
nowhere.
That's only between us. Yeah. And literally, like, you know, 5 minutes later we were fucking talking about it. But let's reverse back and let's talk about how we were all in Melbourne together. Bucks flew over to see us for a little bit.
That's right.
As kind of like an in-between on his trip home to Europe. So we hung out with Bucks for a couple of days. And around somewhere, you know, in the early part of our trip, we decided to do this.
This was the day before my flight to London.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We did this the evening before I flew halfway around the world.
Mm. So, you know, that timing was a bit debatable, but you did make your flight. And we'll talk about how your flight was later on. Okay, so I was aware that I could potentially be taking LSD before Melbourne because my manager, Ryan, all of our managers, Ryan, he was like, hey, I got some LSD.
As you do.
which he acquired from the dark web or the deep web, whatever you want to call it, which sounds more dodgy than it is. But I mean, he acquired some LSD. He tested it, found that it was a very, very pure, very good LSD. Maybe we shouldn't. I don't know. How much can we say? Fuck. Anyway,
just
we
keep it minimal.
I kind of knew that I'd be taking LSD, or if I felt like it, would be taking LSD during our time in Melbourne. And so did the rest of us, more or less. So anyway, fast forward to when we're all together. It's on the day. What I remember of that day was we went shopping, and I was actually in kind of a grumpy mood. I think just because of lack of sleep, and I was hungry. And
being an old, you know, man.
Fucking, I was walking around a shopping center with Mason and Jay and Toby. and I think, I don't know if the others were there, but
yeah,
it was I know it was there. Yeah, and and Nathan was like, surely we're going to take LSD tonight. Surely we're going to take it, man. And I was like, I don't know, dude. I kind of feel like a bit of a bad vibe right now. I'm not sure if I want to do this.
Plus, it was like really late in the evening. That's one of those things you usually want to do like earlier in the day so you can like go outside and actually like do things and like be in nature and stuff.
You can do that nighttime.
Go outside?
During that shopping trip, I bought a off-white mechanic wear like jumpsuit.
Yeah.
And we joked about me tripping in that the whole time.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about how much that cost?
Yeah. $2,300.
AU.
Swagger spends $2,300 Australian dollars on this off-white mechanic suit.
Jesus.
If you follow him on Instagram, you've seen it. It's just, it looks like a mechanic or like a space.
It looks good though. It looks so good.
It's hilarious.
Thank you. I'll never wear it, but thank you.
So Swagger, Swagger's the kind of guy where buying designer clothes kind of, I feel like it goes deep against the grain with you. Like it's so not you to buy
like when we go shopping with him, he's the guy that's in the store taking the piss out of how expensive the clothes are. You know?
Yeah.
And then he buys
he's like
it.
Picking
anyways.
Up the Yeezys and he's like, oh, look at how fucking weird this shoe looks and all this, you know. So I mean, you have come around a little bit, whether it's to your detriment.
Only because
or not,
I'm peer pressured out the ass to buy shit. And then I'm like, and then, because Ryan's always like, hey, look at that. I go, it looks retarded and it's like $1,800. He's like, well, try it on. And so I try it on and he goes, it looks really good at you. And then everyone in the store is like, yeah, it looks really good on you. You should totally buy it. Only in Melbourne for like one time out of the year, dude. And then I'm like, oh, looks like I gotta buy it. I buy it, and then I feel really bad after. But now I have designer clothes, which I guess is cool.
You gotta buy designer clothes when you're traveling because you can claim the tax back at the airport. You know, it's like
what?
The best
there's
time
tax.
To buy clothes. Oh my god. Okay, forget it.
There's tax.
So anyway, we were at the off-white store earlier in the day, and Swagger gets talked into buying this ridiculous Ralph White mechanic suit, which is $2,300 Australian. He buys it, and he's walking out in public in this mechanic suit on the way home.
Oh, it was
and
so good.
I'm just like, this is so funny. This so
everyone's
good.
Looking it's, at me, and I'm like, yep, SpaceX here.
It's so ridiculous that it's like, you pull it off because it's so ironic, you know? It's the irony of it's
looks,
so great.
It looks good with the helmet on.
Oh, too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it looks pretty
NASA
good.
Souls.
So, yeah, I mean, we do a bit of shopping and we're heading home and it's already getting kind of late. I can tell that if we do decide to take the LSD tonight, it's going to be dark by the time we're doing it. And I was kind of bummed out about that because I wanted to sort of see the sunset and stuff on it. But anyway, we get back to the Airbnb and Bucks is there, or Bucks comes over with Ryan and them. And we're sort of, now I'm kind of excited. I'm like, you know what? Actually, I think it's the time. I think it's the time to do this. And everyone else is like, okay, I'm down. Except for Jay, by the way. Jay did not partake.
Boy.
And me.
Which-
Mason! can we mute Mason?
Okay, so anyway, Jay was the one who did not trip. So the people who tripped were myself, Bucks, Toby, Mason, Swagger, and Inotorious. Okay, so there were six of us.
And we had McCreamy, Sam, and Ryan all looking after us.
Yeah, yeah. So Ryan and Sam were more or less sober. I think they might have smoked a tiny bit of weed, but they were pretty sober.
They also had experience with psychedelics, so
yes.
they knew how it worked. We were safe.
Yeah, they had experience. So, it's probably, I think we took it around, I want to say like...
I think it was like 7:10, I think.
It was...
7:15?
I think we wrote it down 7:15 at
7:15 or something. Yeah. It was 7:13.
Yeah.
7:38. So yeah, this... It's all coming back to me.
Well,
We're all standing around this kitchen.
I took the tabs and I cut them in half. We took half a tab. We didn't take a full tab.
Because we knew this shit was super strong.
Because Ryan tested it. It was apparently extremely pure. Plus... other people had tripped on this batch before that we know, and they were like, dude, this is like the strongest thing I've ever had for LSD. Yeah. Like,
well, he told me that it was 150 micrograms per tab, and I was like, okay, cut it in half, that's about 75 mics. That's a threshold dose.
Yeah.
We're going to get a little bit of visuals, it's going to be pretty calm, it's going to be all right.
Yeah.
And then
shut the fuck up, you were fucked, cunt.
Yeah, I know, which is the ironic part. if we have taken a whole tab, we would have been fucked.
Dude, we would have been fucked.
Needless to say, I'm very glad that we started with like half a tab of this stuff as first timers. I mean, so Swagger chops it up on this chopping board. I think he just used the kitchen knife.
Oh, chef Swagger Souls. The drug chef.
Dude, the Airbnb people are going to go and use that knife one day and then they're just going to be tripping.
Okay, yeah, let's get that out of the way. Okay, so the Airbnb hosts were the most normie people you could imagine. Okay, so we're in this very nice Airbnb apartment in Melbourne. We met the people who own it. So it's like a man and his wife, and they've got a daughter there as well when we're introduced to them. And they're just like so normal, and they've been very like, okay, well, we don't want any parties and we don't want this, and we had a bad experience with the guy who threw a really massive party, and we're just like, yeah, no, we're pretty calm. We're just gonna, yeah, we basically just use it to sleep here, and any parties will be elsewhere, so no worries. Mason was high as fuck when he met them. Mason was blazed.
He insisted. We were like, Mason, you're too high. You're not coming. We're gonna go and we're gonna meet the Airbnb people and then we'll come back and get you. And he's like, Nah, I'll be fine. Nah,
yeah,
I can sober up,
and, dude. I was in the car in the Uber right there. He's just like yapping away, like talking about being a cheeky dog and all this random stuff. And we're like, oh my god, he's going to ruin this for us. They're not going to let us have the Airbnb. But as we're crossing the road and as we knock on the door and wait outside, Mason looks at me and he goes, all right, look at my acting skills, and just composes himself. And I'm like, you still look pretty high, but maybe he can pull this off. So anyway, this was the first day we were all together, by the way. And we meet the Airbnb people, and they're very normal people, and they seem quite strict and a little bit neurotic. But anyway, we pass the inspection. They look at all our IDs and shit, and then they leave. And then, you know, now we'll fast forward, to the when we're taking acid. Oh my god, are you please? Oh
my god. Mason!
Oh my god!
Stop!
Don't do drugs, kids. Don't do drugs. Yeah. You'll end up like Mason.
That's a fatty, okay. Boys.
Okay. Anyway.
Oh my god.
Here we are in this Airbnb, which we're supposed to be just quote unquote sleeping in. And we've all got half a tab of acid in our hands. And we're like, whatever, fucking, I guess we're doing this.
Down the fucking hatch, boys.
We cheersed it, put it on our tongue.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you guys just sat on an individual chair. Like, there was just, you were all on individual chairs just sitting there waiting for like 30 minutes, not saying a word.
That was the most patient I've ever been.
You didn't say a single word, and you were just like, is it happening yet?
Well, I was nervous.
Yeah.
I was nervous.
I could tell.
Calm before the storm, literally.
Because guys, look, like, I knew what the effects of LSD would be like, but I had no idea what they would be like at the same time. So, you know, there is, the way LSD is portrayed in the media is often like crazy hallucinations and shit, and like
nothing like that.
It's nothing. It was nothing like that. So I really didn't know what to expect. But yeah, we're waiting. Did it take like 30 minutes to kick in?
Yeah, it was around.
It took about 45 minutes for us to start going fucking insane.
Okay, so yeah, how did that kick off? I mean, the way it felt for me,
way it kicked off was when we fucking got in the line with our phones, remember?
Oh my god, it happened so quick.
We consumed the acid, and then we're sitting there and we're like, we can't talk about this, right? Yeah, this will never be.
We were so sane. It was like, this can't go anywhere, guys. Like, I'm serious. This is one thing that it just cannot go out on the internet. And then as soon as it fucking hit,
I'm pretty sure he actually said, make sure no one tweets about this by mistake.
Yes, that's exactly, like, those sure you were your exact words.
Cue 5 fucking minutes later. And I think we were like, how about we tweet it, but we all do one letter or one word each?
You guys thought you were the smartest people.
Yeah, dude,
no one's
going to
figure it out.
That's what he did. Oh, my God.
It worked, though, because we don't share that much of an audience with Bucks. Mm. So Bucks's letter didn't get seen by the majority of people.
I took the D.
Everyone was searching for the L. I was like, who's got the L? Who's got the L?
So we all were like, okay, so you be that letter, you be that word, you be that word. And we literally get in a physical line. Like, we arrange ourselves in a line. We've all got our tweet page open. We've all got our word or letter on it. And we're like, okay, we've got to sync this up perfectly. So it's like one by one. So I think Ida was first. And he's like, okay, press. So it's like, we, Swagger, R, fucking Toby, on, you know, fucking Bucks, L, Mason, S, B,
what?
D.
What? You fucked it up! No!
I was S and Mason was D.
He fucked it up.
Oh, whatever.
Please.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure I was we as well.
Gotta redo it. Gotta redo it.
No.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's everyone, funny. Say it in order right now. Ready? Go, Cam.
Okay, I said we. I said R?
No, like, do it. Swag. Do it in real time, like, as if we're actually, like... Like, yeah, okay.
We did it backwards, so it was actually D.
Yeah, so it read down.
Oh, true.
Yes, that's why I was confused.
No,
yeah,
but say it like in the words, like go.
We
are
on
L
S
D.
I'm not.
Hey. I nearly went to say S.
So yeah, we were in this physical line, and Jay's just watching us like lunatics try and make this master plan come alive.
Oh my god, you guys thought you were geniuses.
It was fucking hilarious, because every time someone fucking, like, we were all looking at the first person in line with anticipation, and then they tweeted it, and then everyone's head snapped to the next person, and then they were smiling, they did it, and they were like, go, you, and then it was so insane.
So exciting.
Because we wanted it to be, like, we wanted it to be completely unbroken on everyone's timelines. We wanted it to be in order and perfect, so we had to do it as quick as we could.
And then right after doing that, Ryan's like, you know that Twitter is not organized in like time order, right? It's totally random. And we're like, fuck!
Fuck, then, mission failed.
And then I'm like, nah, it'd be more cryptic that way. It's good. It'd be more cryptic.
Immediately justified in your head.
And then, Jay, we got Jay to tweet out, I'm not, as well. he's not taking it. Of course, people figured out very quickly what was happening. And like the top reply to my tweet, which I think got like 14K likes in the end, was someone who took a screenshot of all of our things together and, you know, in order, saying we are on LSD. So people already fucking knew. But we pretty much immediately leaked it after saying that we were never going to share this experience with the world. This was the first 10 minutes of the trip. It felt like the first hour. Yeah. One thing about LSD that fucks with you is that it feels like so much time is passing, and in reality, it's been like 5 minutes. And we kept doing this. We kept checking the clock, and I was like,
it's only 7.
It's literally 7:45.
It's coming. It's 10 minutes. It's coming in 10 minutes. Yeah. 5 minutes. Yeah. 5 minutes.
There was a scary point where Cam, like, predicted the time, And it was
I was like, hey, you guys know what time it is? And then it's 9.
And then 9:13.
And I'm like, I was like 9:13. I said 9:13, and Jay looks at this phone, he's like, holy shit, he's right.
I pogged so hard.
It was like an expressionless face, and he's just like, 9:13. And I'm like, what the fuck?
LSD gives you superpowers, kids.
My third eye opened and I was in time with the universe. Okay, let's talk about how did everyone feel in the first hour? How would you describe the feeling?
Honestly,
I
was hugging box.
The come up for me was
it was like being a toddler.
One at a time. Okay, Aynet, how did you feel?
Right off the bat, honestly, for me, like starting off, the placebo was like the strongest effect I've ever felt from a placebo before. Even like Ryan pointed that out to us. He's like, hey, do you guys feel it now? You think it's kicking in? He's like, no, it's purely placebo. Like, that'll go away. Mm. Like, you'll know when it hits. But that was like the strongest placebo ever. Because like, you were for sure something has like changed.
Yeah.
But then after that, like the come up was honestly like, I don't know how to explain it besides like, it just felt natural in a sense. Or like, it wasn't like weed or like taking edibles, you know? It's just like, one minute you're there and then you're just slowly... I don't know how to explain it besides that.
The way I thought about it at the time was I felt like I'd been just outside in the sun all day and I just had soaked up a ton of it, like energy from the sun or whatever. And I just felt like I just had a really great natural day outside and I was energized because of it. I felt really energetic. That's how it felt to me, at least.
To me, it felt like being a toddler in which you don't think about anything you do, you just do it. There's no anxiety about anything. It's just you just do everything that comes into your mind and you just feel like a toddler.
Well, one thing it was very good at is immediately breaking down all of your normal social barriers where you're worried about how you look, you're worried about how you're sounding or whatever. All of that for me at least was just gone, and I was just it was very free in that feeling, as you could probably imagine.
We all stared at the mirror too.
We did a bunch of weird shit. Basically, from the outside perspective, and Jay can confirm this, it looked like we were just running around like maniacs, laughing at shit.
Like literally
stuff.
Like it was like if you walked into a kindergarten, they're just running around like arms in the air,
so
like fucking
true.
Funny as
fuck. Jay's sitting there sober as hell, kind of filming a little bit of it, but mostly just letting us enjoy our experience. One of the first things on my list of random shit that happened is that Swagger kind of found this lemon outside. There's this big lemon tree outside.
Lemons, bro.
And he starts like digging into it with his thumbs. He's like, guys, you've got to smell these lemons.
It smelled so good, dude. It smelled unbelievable.
And I'm like, wow, can I smell the lemon? He's like, yeah, sure. I smell the lemon. Guys, this smell is just so amazing.
But I remember not wanting to give up my lemon. I had my lemon. I was like, this is my lemon. I don't want to give it to anybody. And then you guys were like, can I smell the lemon? I was like, get your own lemons. And then I was like, wait a minute. This is selfish. I can't be here. I need to spread the lemon. And I just gave the lemon to everybody. Went around in a circle.
So we're passing around
this
lemon.
You want to know something funny? You want to know something funny? Mm-hmm. That just fucking happened? My dad was in my room for 2 fucking minutes. My dad walked into my room and I didn't know he was there. So
what? Just now?
Just now? Yep.
Oh fuck!
That's
all right. Is that going to be a problem for you?
Oh no, you don't fucking care.
Wait. Okay. Can I have a quick toilet break?
What?
Are you kidding me?
Oh my god, dude!
I need to pee. Right. I need to pee. Okay, I'll be right back.
Fine. We'll just keep talking. Okay. So yeah, we're smelling these lemons, and everything on acid is just kind of interesting. You know, for me, I didn't get many visuals the whole time, but touching stuff was just fascinating to me.
Bro, yeah,
I was touching all these things.
Oh yeah,
like cushions. There was this like this house, this Airbnb was actually very interesting.
Oh my god, it was an acid house, dude. It was so artsy.
There was so much shit going on. Like fuck. Like I was baptizing in the sink.
No, we'll get to that.
Can I say
that's a whole thing?
Can I say one of the funniest parts of that entire thing was with Bucks, because I had a lemon somehow. Like someone gave me a lemon, and I just see this little man walk up to me and just stand right beside, like right in front of me for about maybe a minute or two, just staring at the lemon. And I just look up at him and I'm like, what's up, man? And he just looks at the lemon and goes, can I have the lemon? It was like British accent. And it was the funniest thing. And I'm like, here you go, man. And he just walks off and like starts sniffing it. Oh, it was so funny, man.
Yeah. Can the we, first...
C- Can we talk about when fucking Zuckles found that like painting or something, and he runs over to show, Ryan this painting, and in his excitement, he swings his arms back, holding the painting, and smacks Box in the face.
Oh, you dickhead, man!
Do you know how much that hurt? Dude, so we were walking around the house. I was like, fuck it. Wait, Matt, come with... No, did I do it by myself? I can't remember.
You did it by yourself.
Walked off. Yeah, I just walked off. I'm like, what the fuck is... What else is up in this bitch? And I go into the door, and there's a couple photos, and I'm like... Oh, that looks pretty nice. So yeah,
let's just go assault Box. That's cool.
I took it off. It was fucking Velcro on the wall.
You ripped it off the wall. You ripped the painting off the wall. Thankfully, there's Velcro behind it. And it was like,
it was Velcro
to the wall.
On the wall.
Bro, it was so an acid friendly house. I'm telling you.
It actually was.
And so
it was so weird.
I ripped it off the wall and I walk out to the lounge. I'm like, boys, can you just look at this and tell me what the fuck is that? And it was like this painting of something like a Goomba looking thing, and I'm showing Ryan
a face, and there's like eating something or something.
Yeah, like, and everyone was like, what the fuck, that's fucked, man. And then I'm like, yeah, it's so fucked. Boy, you swing it and just nearly knock Box out.
You actually smacked
him.
Hit
my head
so hard. It was so hard.
It was quiet. After that whole moment was quiet. You just hear the
it was so funny. Knock me out.
Am I supposed to be feeling pain?
Yeah.
He hit me in the head. I didn't feel any pain whatsoever. I was like, oh, this is not right. Something's good. Something's wrong here.
We're just going nuts. Everything is fascinating. We're laughing so much. We're doing really mundane things. Like, guys, you got to feel this. This feels just amazing, right? And then everyone's like, oh, yeah, that feels great. Wow, what the fuck?
It was great. We were running around the house. Fitz goes up to manager Ryan, and he goes, dude, like, acid's nuts. Like, so much is happening right now. So much is happening. And Ryan just looks so unimpressed. He just goes, no, not really. He goes, you guys have just been running in and out of rooms for, like, 10 minutes. and then we were like, it's only been 10 minutes?
Yeah, we were having a fucking blast. We might as well talk about the baptism now.
Oh, well, because everything felt... You know how that started, right? You were like, everything feels really interesting. And then someone was like, oh, well, let me see how, like... I think they were like, washing their hands. Mason was like, let me, like, see how the water feels. He was like, oh, this feels so good.
And he starts, like,
splashing it on his face. And then he starts sticking his head in the faucet. And then we're like, oh, let's all, like, have a baptism. Let's have a Misfits baptism. And then everyone lines up.
Dude, the water felt amazing. Before we did the baptism, I was just running my hands under it with Mace. I was like, guys, this feels fucking great. It felt like your body feels kind of hot. Like I said, it felt like I'd been baking in the sun. I felt like a hot rock that I'd been baking in the sun.
Really,
and the water
sweaty.
Felt like I was just, it was cold water, but it felt so refreshing. And I was splashing it on my face. And then it's like, we should baptize each other. Everyone has to have a baptism.
Dude, the thing is, because we had six people doing it, there was so much going on. Like, there could be groups of two in, like, so many different combinations, and, like, it was either split into two. Like, it was just, dude, you could go anywhere and something was happening, you know?
It was it was so great because, like I said earlier, all of the normal social barriers that fuck with you when you're in a social setting are just gone. And so there's just six fucking high cunts just enjoying pure, like, just the purest of things together, experiencing just mundane shit that was interesting, and just, like, sharing all these random experiences, like sniffing lemons, feeling how this fence feels, feeling how the water feels. But yeah, we fucking baptize each other.
Jay joined in on it completely sober too.
Somehow I got baptized,
like,
and
Jay,
I was sober.
Come on, join us. And you're like, okay.
I'm filming it. I'm like, Jay, come over here. You gotta get baptized too, man. You gotta get baptized too. And Jay puts his head under the water. He's like, what the fuck am I doing? I'm like, you are now a misfit. This is the misfit's initiation process or something like that. And we now name you a misfit.
If you wanna be part of the misfits, you have to be baptized by us on acid.
A great initiation.
That's
seriously
amazing initiation.
It was so religious. It was very interesting.
Yeah, it was so odd.
During this time, I've just fucking head upstairs. I'm in Fitz's room. Don't ask why, but close the door. I turn the lights off. I'm like, what's going on in here? And then my feet feel a bit furry. And then there's a carpet on the ground. And then I'm like, open the fucking door, run downstairs. Pretty sure that's when you guys were all getting baptized. Like, boys, come check this out right now.
Yeah.
And,
so,
you know.
So we all rush upstairs and follow Mason. He's like, guys, you got to experience this. This is crazy. So we're like, oh, yeah, okay. We were like all giggly and excited. Like, what the fuck is up there? Because, guys, other rooms, like moving into a different space was so interesting. It was like, wow, okay, that space is old. Now let's move into this space and see what's happening in this
space. I felt like a dog. So, it was fucking weird.
What the fuck?
I feel like a dog. That's what dogs feel. So
when you're on acid, like, and you're in a room, you'll only want to be in that room for like 20 to 30 minutes before you either get bored of it or you kind of get anxious being in it. And then a change of setting, dude, it changes everything.
What?
It's like so starting a new day.
That's trippy.
But anyway, we follow Mason upstairs. We're all excited to see what he has to show
us. We're like giddy.
We go into my room.
As we run up the steps.
We go into my room, which has this big, like, I don't know what kind of... rug it was.
Yeah, well,
it was
like
a fur rug.
It was like a cowskin rug.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, cowskin rug. So it's like a very thin hide kind of rug that has like a furry texture to it.
Felt hairy.
We all get in. Mason closes the door. He shuts off the light. He's like, guys, you got to feel this rug. And we're all just like in the dark feeling this rug together.
Moaning. We were moaning.
And this going like, oh my God, this is amazing. And I'm like rubbing my face on the rug. And I'm pretty sure at some point, I don't know how long we were doing this for, Jay or some, was it you who came upstairs, Jay?
Yeah.
Turn on the light. You turn on the light and all you can see is just these six fucking dumbasses rubbing various body parts on this rug.
It was so fascinating.
It was
a spectacle, man. It was a spectacle. Oh,
I can't imagine how it would have looked from your perspective. I mean,
and then oh my god, and then a couple left the room, and then like some of us stayed in there. and then we were at the glass door, like listening to what people were saying.
Uh-huh.
We were like eavesdropping, like what are they saying. And then that's how we got onto the balcony, remember?
Yeah. So we go out. So my bedroom had this little balcony. It was a very small one, and it was it had like a metal grate as a floor. And on this balcony, it was dark out, but you could see the Melbourne City skyline all lit up. And man, it was just like such a pretty sight.
It was crazy.
I mean, Bucks couldn't
fresh
see it.
Air.
So.
No, I literally saw like everything was way more colorful than it usually is.
You could see almost like the stars weren't just all white. They were like red and green and shit too. Like there's more colors to it than just like the white stars that you normally think you see at night.
So we're standing on this. And the thing that I found really interesting about the balcony was how the floor felt, because it was like a metal grate.
It's like a fire escape.
And just rubbing my feet on it, I felt like I was going to drip through the grate, just drip through to the floor below. Yeah. It was just like so intense.
Melting in your avatar IRL.
I was feeling the cold. Yeah, I was feeling the cold like handrail, and the lemon tree was right in front, so it just smelled like citrus. That was awesome. That balcony was sick.
I must have picked like fucking 25 lemons off that tree during that trip.
The next morning, there were just dozens of lemons scattered around outside.
Should I talk about what was happening to me around this point?
Oh, yeah. Because you split off.
So I was with them all when they went up and were feeling the rug. And then I decided to leave because the kind of like just the noise and how many people and stuff, it was beginning to like stress me out. So
you
want
to get your headphones.
I was like, all right, people have told me that you want to listen to music if this ever happens. So I was like, okay, I'm going to try that. So I went and I was listening to music and it was really cool. And I like walked out of my room and I was like, guys, you got to listen to music. I was walking around with my headphones on. And then just like slowly I started getting like really, really uncomfortable. And I kept on changing the song, thinking it was that. And it got to the point where I like threw my headphones, like literally threw them away because it was like scaring me.
Oof.
And I was just getting really like mad anxiety around this point.
Yeah.
And I remember I was sitting in my room and I was thirsty. I was like in the doorway of my room because I like didn't want to be around everyone because that was like scary to me. I was genuinely scared to be around everyone. And I was sitting there and I was trying to text Ryan to ask him to bring me some water. And Fitz came down and he saw me on my phone asking for water.
What happened was I saw you in the door. I was like, oh man, because I realized you were gone. I was like, oh, I hope Toby's okay. I better check on him. I went downstairs and I see you like sitting in the doorway right by the front door. And you're just like on your phone and you look very anxious. I'm like, oh no, you're okay, dude. You want to come back? How are you doing? All right. And you're typing in your notes and you just show me the notes and it just says water on it. You couldn't even speak. You just showed me the note. It said water. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, okay. You need water. Look, okay. Come over. Like, I'm going to get you to stand up and come to Ryan, or I think that's what I did, didn't I? I like got you to come back out to see Ryan and get water.
And then,
but yeah, I mean, you were.
I'm actually, my heart's racing right now, and we're getting like real anxious even talking about it. But yeah, and then I think Ryan realized, obviously, and then he and Sam took me like outside, and we were just talking, and then this funny thing happened. So there was this like this chair, this like hanging chair that was. It was mounted to this bracket by a chain or something, and it was just this big egg chair that would move around, right? So Sam was sitting in it, and he was like, "Toby, come sit in here. Nothing bad happens in here," which is hilarious that he said that. He's like, "Come sit in here. Nothing bad ever happens in the egg chair, man. We can just be comfortable together." And I sit in it, and then I must have leaned to one side too much because it just rolled off the bracket and rolled towards the staircase. So we nearly rolled in this egg chair down the staircase. Luckily, we caught ourselves. And that was pretty fucking scary, but also super funny. But it was so funny that he said nothing bad ever happens in the egg chair. And then that happened. But yeah, you guys can carry on from here if you want.
I mean, you're a good example of why, if you have sort of anxious reactions to drugs, or if you're anxious kind of in general, I don't know. Do you really get much anxiety in social settings? You don't have to talk about it if you don't want, but like, do you think that's why? That you just don't like being around loud people?
Yeah, I think it's a mixture between, one, I get anxiety a bit when I'm around a lot of people, and two, drugs just always give me anxiety. That's why I don't like doing weed or anything.
Yeah.
It gives me mad anxiety.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a good example of, you know, you didn't have a bad trip per se where you were having a really nightmarish experience, but you still had, it made you anxious. And
yeah,
it was really good.
You had a difficult time. Around the peak is usually when anxiety peaks.
Yeah. Which is why it's always important to have a trip sitter.
Of course.
And more importantly, like, if you know you get anxious from drugs, it might not be the best move for you. But that being said, you did end up having a meaningful experience on it.
Yeah, I actually ended up, because I just went to my bed and I was just lying on my bed with some of the sober people. And then McCreamy came in, and this was really sweet. He played us some of his singing. It was the first time I'd ever heard it. It was so sweet.
Yeah.
Aww.
Aww. Aww. Good old Jay, sober Jay, there to guide Toby through his experience.
So back to us getting really fucked up on drugs.
Meanwhile, the rest of us are still in the heightened fucking.
No,
like,
we were going crazy.
Mode.
No, we were literally going crazy. Like, I remember me and Mason, we weren't just laughing. We were literally screaming at each other. We were screaming.
Here's something funny that happened with Bucks and Mason. Okay, so Bucks at some point decides, I need to take a shit, and he goes downstairs to the toilet downstairs, and he's in there doing his thing or whatever. I was obviously wasn't there for that, but like the rest of us are downstairs, and Mason walks over to the door because he also needs to go to the bathroom, and he opens it, and he's just greeted with Bucks there on the toilet.
Yeah, because I was in the lounge room and I knew where Bucks was, and then I think it was one of you asked, was like, you were like, oh, hey, where's Bucks? Like, where'd he go? And I'm like, oh, he's just in the toilet. And then you go, what? And then this next person, then someone else says, yo, where's Bucks? Where'd he go? And then it turned into a chain of like, where's Bucks? Where's Bucks? And I'm like, you want to fucking know where Bucks is? You don't want to know where he is? And I fucking storm down the hallway and throw the door open. I'm like, there he is. There he fucking is.
Naked on the fucking toilet.
He's just on the toilet like, and no, like, what are you doing?
And he's just like,
And after doing that, Mason just burst into the most maniacal laugh. He's dying of laughter. He's like,
I turned into a maniac.
I was like laughing so hard on the toilet and like farting at the same time. I just like lost control of everything.
And Bucks had a conversation with the tiles as well.
Oh, that was fucked up.
Talk about the tiles.
That was scary, man.
We got some good footage of that.
After Bucks got out of having a quick chat with the tiles, he grabs the fucking spray to like spray the air so his shit didn't smell. and he to be a smart ass, he sprays it in front of my eyes. And this is interesting because this is where the first visuals ever kicked in for me. So he sprays the shit in front of my eyes and then everything turned into like a Gaussian blur for like the next half an hour. Literally for the next half an hour, everything was like a big blur. Dude, I was... No, it wasn't... The interesting thing, it wasn't directly in my eyes. It was like in front of my view and it covered like every direction, you know? And then as soon as like that happened, I was just like, what the fuck, cunt? Like, what? Jeez. What am I looking at?
Bucks, talk about your experience with the bathroom tiles.
And then All right, okay. So I went to have a shit, needed a big poo. So I went to the toilet, sat down, you know, sort of just like looking around at shit and just thinking like, wow, wow, this is amazing. I just felt great. I was just on the toilet ready. So so mid shit, you know, fast forward a minute or two, you know, shit's out my asshole, and I'm like, I'm getting ready to wipe, and then something just catches my eye, like on the floor. So I just look down. I look down. I freeze, staring at it, just not blinking, just staring at it. And I'm like, okay. And the tiles were literally like expanding. Like there was these dark details on the tiles, and they were like expanding, and they started moving around like a weird kind of fucking Yu-Gi-Oh puzzle. I don't know. Oh, and I was like, holy shit, I've just found like a fucking a port key into a different dimension or something like that. And then I finished wiping my ass, and I ran out to you guys, and I was like, holy shit, I need to tell you something,
bro. You came and grabbed me, like you were telling everyone that, like, individually, like, I talked to tiles,
dude. We were all upstairs in the dark on that rug even then, and then you came and you were like, dude, the tiles downstairs, you guys got to see them. And we were like, oh, okay. And he was like, no, there's not enough room, I'm just gonna take you guys down one at a time. So what I see from the ground is an open door, this golden light shining through, and then Buck's silhouette, and then him like grabbing someone by the hand, leading them out, and then closing the door. And I thought, I literally thought I was in like fucking, what's the word between heaven and hell, like the
purgatory.
Fucking, yeah, I felt like I was in fucking purgatory. like waiting to be judged.
Bucks takes me downstairs. He's like, I gotta show you these tiles. I'm like, man, I can't wait to see you. Wow, it's so interesting. He takes me downstairs. He's like, all right. He closes the bathroom door. I'm sitting on the floor, and he's like sitting on the closed toilet. He's like, all right, just look at the tiles. I'm looking at the tiles. I'm like, literally nothing is happening. And Bucks is just looking at me like eagerly, like waiting for me to read an experience. And I'm like,
I feel anxious.
And I'm like, I feel bad because I feel like I'm letting them down. I'm not getting whatever he's got. And I got to keep looking. So I'm staring hard at the floor. I'm like focusing and concentrating on the floor. Literally getting fucking nothing from this. And so I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I think this might just be a thing for you, dude. He's like, no.
No, it can't be.
The secret is only mine to tell.
Thinks he found like platform 9 3/4 in the tiles or something.
Exactly. So
just hop through.
So we left the bathroom very disappointed. But I mean, at least Bucks got to experience the secret of the bathroom tiles. And I don't think you took anyone else in there after that. I think you were kind of, you realized.
No, I took Mason
probably just the acid.
I took Mason at some point. I can't remember.
I think you took him after me.
Was this around the point where we all left?
Left where?
When we all went to Ryan's house.
No. I don't know. Look, guys, the timing of these events is going to be all over the place because, I mean, it's so hard to remember the order that things had happened.
Yeah, bro.
Because time was so weird on acid. It was like everything was happening at different times and everything felt quicker than it actually was. And yeah, but I mean, yeah, Toby went to Ryan's at some point, right? That was after you peaked, I think.
Yeah, I was in bed with Anna just talking, and then Ryan was like, do you guys want to go home and just watch movies or something? Because Ryan thought that would make me feel better. And I was like, fuck yes, I do. And then I was also like, and it means I get to experience going in a car.
How was that?
Yeah, that sounds fun.
It was cool, but I was also had like mad anxiety while I was doing it. So it was
that would have been hectic.
You know,
were you in an Uber?
Yeah, but it was like a really, really nice Uber. It was like a big, fancy, like, you know how Japan makes like really, really fancy vans.
No, but God bless them.
That have like curtains and huge seats and stuff.
Right.
It was one of those. It was like one of the nicest Ubers I've ever been in.
Sick.
Huh, I reckon next time we drop, we should do it outside. I will so go. I want to go outside on acid.
All right. Well,
let's go to the Forbidden Forest.
Let's go to the Forbidden Pool Lounge.
Let's go to the Suicide Forest.
After the trip was over, I was kind of like, yeah, I think I could see myself doing that like in a year again. You know?
Yeah, like an annual thing.
Yeah. But let's get to that later, because there's more that happened.
Oh,
there's
dude.
More that happened.
I recall all of us being downstairs on the couch, and we were just, like, fucking laughing at shit.
Yeah.
And having, like, these hilarious conversations about bullshit. And I just kept being like, someone just say something completely normal, like, oh, I could go for some water right now. And I'd be like, yeah, man, no homo. Yeah, dude, no homo.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, what the fuck do you mean? I'd be like, I didn't say anything. I don't know what you're talking about.
And you were being really weird about it as well.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. Really I was,
but it wasn't just that. You were dropping all these weird gay hints at the same time. You would be like, yeah, you drink that water. No homo. Like that. Yeah,
It was so funny because, like, there's like a couple of things, like, I know just from experience being around people that are on acid. There's just certain things that, like, you can do to them that you can fuck with them, but not, like, scare them. You know, you don't lock arms around someone and go, nightmare, nightmare, nightmare. But what you do, like, there's two. There's the no homo, and then the other one that I like to do, which I didn't do in this case, but I considered it, was you go into the bathroom, then you walk down to the bathroom with your phone in your hand, and then you go up to the people that are tripping, and they just go, oh my God, Betty White just died! And then everyone freaks out. It's fucking hilarious. It's so hilarious.
I'm glad you didn't do that. I love Betty White. God bless her.
But yeah, the no homo shit was hilarious.
Yeah, you were being very. It was really weirding me out. I was like, is this gonna be the time where Swagger comes out as gay or something? Because this just feels like it's what it means to us. That didn't end up happening.
No.
One thing. Speaking of acting normal, there was this time pretty early into the trip where we were all downstairs together. Jay was there and Ram was there as well.
Oh my God.
And we were like. I was fascinated by pretending to be sober. I was like, I'm dead sober right now. I'm totally sober. And Swagger was like, yeah, me too. And then we're like, let's just have a normal sober conversation. And I do this thing where I widen my stance. I like split my legs wide open, like standing up. I like bend forwards. I wave in like a big circular motion and say, good day there, sir. As if that's a normal way of communicating. And so I was like, how do you do? And I was like, very well, thank you. Like pretending to be normal, insane. But in a really surreal way.
Oh my God, it was so funny.
Dude, the bits on acid, dude. Oh my God. The bits that we did were just incredible.
Yeah, I remember
I can't remember most of them, but
in the lounge room, me and Cam were like we kept like finishing each other's bit without saying anything. It was fucked. How weird was that?
Well, like, one thing that I really noticed on this trip was like I hate using the word energy, right? But it felt like everyone who was tripping was connected by this like energy where we understood each other very well, even though we were making no sense.
It was so
we were,
like,
finishing
mind.
Sentences.
Yeah,
we were like it was like a hive mind experience. And towards the end of it, I didn't want to be around sober people. I was like, look, this is like our experience, guys. We have to like be alone for this. Yeah. They're like, normies. Like they don't understand understanding.
I think that was partly why we left.
Yeah, there was a reoccurring thing where you guys would just be like, you'd look over at me and be like, he doesn't know.
He doesn't get it.
He doesn't understand.
Me and Cam would like look at each other and then like we'd blah, 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 like say something that like just made sense. It was so fucked up though. So it's fucked great. Up. And like we just throw our heads back and point at each other and be like, what? No, like it was just fucking weird, dude.
One thing I remember is so Zuckle is like, how good is food? How good is food? And he opens up this pizza box, picks up the slice of pizza the wrong way, like he's holding it the wrong way around. Like he's holding it by the soft thing, and he's holding in his other hand this mug. And he's holding it like a goblet. So the mug is just sitting in his like claw-like grasp. Pizza in the other hand, holding it the opposite way you should. And he's pointing at me. He's like, he's so fucked. He's so fucked. And everyone just looks at you like, how are you holding your pizza right now? You're the one who's fucked. He's like, who holds pizza like this? I'm the most fucked cunt. Like,
dude, it was like pepperoni was flicking everywhere too. Like,
oh my God,
yeah, you're like making
flapping it around.
It's like I didn't realize till I was like, you guys brought it up. I was like, what? What the fuck?
Yeah, you're like, who holds pizza like this? What the fuck am I doing? We were listening to music the whole time as well, and at one point I decided to put on Hans Zimmer, who's like
a composer,
if you don't know him. Everyone amazing. Knows who Hans Zimmer is. We put on the Interstellar theme, and Swagger in his in his mechanic jumpsuit, his $2,300 jumpsuit, decides to sit in the chair and act like he's in a spaceship. and it's going da 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 da. And he's like, he's taking off into space. I'm like sitting next to him, like, hang in there, Marf. You're going into hyperspace. And the music's breaking, and he's like, in his chair, going so good.
I fell off the chair.
Yeah, he fucking throws himself off the chair.
It's complete madness. There, I feel like I'm forgetting stuff because it felt like just so much happened
How did you feel? How did you feel at this point, like body-wise? Like, how did your bodies feel?
My body felt hot in a way that I felt like I just got... I felt very tender. Like, I have a lot of clicky joints. I swear my joints weren't clicking anymore. I just felt really loose, really relaxed. Mm-hmm. I felt like I just got done with a really... like amazing long productive workout, and then I'd just done like a lot of stretching afterwards, and I just had this sense of like, man, this is my body just felt productive. I felt energized. I felt relaxed. I feel like I said at the start, I felt like I'd been like outside in the sun all day, just having a blast outside, like in nature. That's how it felt. It was such a weird natural feeling. And my body felt hot, like not feverish, but a very pleasant kind of hot.
You feel a slow burn,
a little bit numb as well.
Yeah, you get a little sweaty.
Yeah. You guys were talking about how you got visuals. I didn't really get much visuals, like maybe walls breathing a little bit, but that was really, I didn't get many visuals at all.
Oh, I had full on geometric kaleidoscopic patterns in my vision that kept warping into a single point of like this ball with cubes on each side, and it was just rotating and flicking like a quasar star. It was so fucking weird.
Jesus.
I was like straight up seeing like patterns in people's faces at one point too, and like the whole sides of the room were like moving and breathing. It was so weird seeing that.
Yeah. Well, looking at myself in the mirror, looking at everyone in the mirror. I remember we were all in the line in the bathroom just looking at this mirror, just like fixing our hair and shit. Looking at her pupils, and we're just standing there looking at it for like 15 seconds, and then Fitch just goes, "Yeah, all right, I'm done with this," and walks out. And everybody just follows him.
We stayed as a group the whole time. We were just very like, okay, this is no longer entertaining. New room. I was really big on that. I was like, new room. Let's switch rooms. And we bounced around rooms like a lot. Yeah, we were looking in the mirror. Dude, our pupils were as big as saucers. They were so
giant,
massive. We looked like...
like fucking aliens.
Obviously, yeah, we obviously looked like on
people
acid.
Fucked up on acid.
Yeah.
Because we were.
Yeah. Next time, if we do decide to do it again, we should install cameras that just record it from like a CCTV perspective. And have like a mic that like picks up everything as well or something. That
just have us all hooked up to lav mics or something.
Yeah, that would be very interesting. Although I feel like what we'd do is if we had the mics on us, we'd discard them at some point.
Yeah.
Because one thing that happened, and this was kind of after we'd peaked, I guess. And when we say peak, we mean it was the crescendo of the trip. And then you realize like, oh, that's the height of this like high experience. Now it's like this come down journey where...
way more relaxed.
Way more relaxed, way more introspective.
But you're still in a psychedelic headspace.
But yeah, you're still very much psychedelic.
Your mind's just like going crazy.
So how many hours in was the peak? I forget.
Like 10?
Two. About 2 hours
what?
In.
Nice one.
Really?
Yeah, two to 3 hours in was the peak.
I feel like it was four, but
yeah, I feel like it was four.
Man, it could have been four. That shit was 10. Really strong.
We took it at 7:13, and I think we peaked around 11:30 or something like that.
Yeah, I'd say around 11.
So yeah, I mean... I don't think we really missed anything else from the manic part of
the trip.
We did throw our fucking phones in the downstairs.
I think that was after peaking though. Toby, what were you gonna say?
Do you want to know what we did at Ryan's house?
Sure.
It was pretty cool. So Ryan has those lights that you can change the color of them on and like the brightness and everything on your phone.
Mm.
And Sam. And he has also got a projector in his room. So we were lying in bed. He had this projector covering his entire wall, basically. And he was controlling the lights, right? So Sam started playing this fish game. It's this weird game where you're like a scuba diver.
It's called Abzu.
Abzu, yeah. You follow this, it's kind of like this little journey through the ocean where you see all these cool experiences and stuff. But Ryan was controlling the lighting to make it work with what was happening on the screen.
Oh,
and
wow.
There were the things. It was insane. There was these things where Sam would swim through a pool of fish. I mean, a school of fish. And as he would swim through them, the fish would like disperse really quickly. And every time that would happen, Ryan would quickly flash the lights white
and then orange, and then back to whatever the color was, like really fast, so it looked like the fish were exploding. It was cool.
What a master.
Perfectly timed.
Wow. Were you getting visuals, Toby? Did you have any visuals?
A little bit. I was watching a music video with Anna, and I was like, why is this guy a zombie? And she was like, what the fuck are you talking about? He's not a zombie.
Oh, God.
Oh, I wish we had Chromecast. We could have watched fucking MGMT when you die.
You know what? You say that, but I'm kind of glad that our experience was so raw and not like
media.
We didn't spend like
I remember not looking at my phone for literally like 5 hours.
Even the next day I wasn't interested in touching my phone
because we were all like, oh fuck, we can't read the replies to these tweets, we just need to leave for tomorrow.
Yeah, because it would make us anxious if we read the replies to our like series of tweets. So we peaked. Jay, everyone left, right? Because they realized we're okay. We're on the come down. We're going to be fine.
Yeah.
And plus, you know, to the listeners at home who don't know what it feels like, you might think that we're not, I don't know, you might think that we're just, I don't know. They probably think that we're acting like lunatics, but at the same time as acting like a lunatic, you are still aware of the real world in some way.
Yeah.
You know? So you're not going to be retarded.
Yeah.
Yeah, most ways. It's not like you're totally whacked out, you know? It's just like,
still aware, completely aware.
Yeah.
You know, on half a tab or even on one tab, even on two tabs, you're probably not going to feel like you turned into an orange.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Oh, let's hope not. But anyway, we peaked and we were like, we were feeling like just chatting, I think.
Yeah, there was a distinct moment where I was like recording and the tone, it just went from like really, really happy to kind of just a lot different. And I was like, oh, okay, this is where it's going to like change. So I just walked off and let you guys do your own thing. It was like instant.
Yeah, there was a point where, and not to use this word again, but the energy in the room just changed. Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, I got to go.
Yeah, I remember it was one last like outburst of manic laughter and then a couple of just like,
I remember that.
And then I just walked off.
As it changed, I think what was happening was that Swagger was still like cracking jokes. And I remember saying to him, I was like, I'm just so beyond comedy right now, dude. Like, I can't even like laugh at jokes right now.
Yeah.
And that was when I realized, I was like, oh, okay, it's going to be like more mellow from now on sort of thing. And then I think Swagger kind of mellowed out as well. And then we decided to go upstairs and Swagger, I think, or someone suggested, let's leave all our phones downstairs and just experience this kind of thing. So we all ditch our phones, we chuck them on the table or whatever, and we all head upstairs into, I think it was my bedroom at first again. And we're just there and we're just chatting like, man, this is crazy. And I don't know how long we stayed in that room for.
It was quite a while. It was like 2 hours.
It felt like a while.
Hour and a half, 2 hours.
And we're not going to talk about what we discussed because a lot of the details are very personal. And, you know, the come down from an LSD trip is very introspective. And you really, you know, if you're with the right people, you really open up about a lot of shit. So we talked about a lot of real shit.
Yeah.
Like a lot of real shit that we'd never even told each other before kind of thing. But we turned the lights off and all I remember is kind of just lying on the bed. And a couple of us lying on the bed and some of us are standing, some of us are sitting around the room and we're just chatting and getting to know each other and talking about experiences, talking about, you know, fears or anxieties, things that, you know, we're concerned about. And that was just, you know, beautiful, really. Yeah, that took the
kick. Mm-hmm. That was a highlight.
There's something just so raw about being able to just share your purest thoughts and intentions and insecurities with like people you know are your friends. Like that's something else, you know. So I mean that was a very interesting couple hours in that room. And I think that after a while we got bored of the room, we decided to leave. We headed into Jay and Mason's room, which was like a little kid's room with a bunk bed.
Perfect for those two.
Yeah, so we hop in this room and we keep chatting about all sorts of stuff. Ryan comes up at one point and just checks on us. He's like, hey, how you guys doing? I'm like, yeah, I'm good. And I'm kind of pissed off that Ryan's here because he's sober and it's fucking with the energy. I'm like, at the same time, I'm glad that he's there because it's comforting that, you know, Ryan's sober and he's looking out for us. And one thing I actually remember is that Ryan looked just immaculate in this moment to me. It was
I remember that.
I said to him, I was like, Ryan, you look really great. Just so you know, like whatever it is that you're doing with this outfit or whatever, you just look fucking really good right now. And he was like, thanks, buddy. That means a lot. And then Ryan leaves and we keep talking.
Remember when we asked him if he heard anything that we've been talking about, because we're having like really private conversations, and then he's like, "Yeah, well, no, oh yeah, no, yeah, we heard everything." It's like,
we can hear everything about so much intimate stuff, and then Ryan's just like, "Oh yeah, no, we heard everything. We couldn't really not hear. You guys were so loud.
Were so loud.
We were yelling."
At the same time, it didn't really bother me, at least at the time, because
it didn't bother me.
No,
I mean, Ryan is a great friend of ours as well, and if I'm sure that if he was tripping, it wouldn't change things. We'd still talk to him about all the stuff we talked about. So
yeah.
It's no problem that he knows about that stuff now. But yeah, I mean, is there anything else anyone can really remember from the serious time? I mean, it's a lot of sitting and chatting, a lot of real serious talk, but also just...
I remember I was just looking out the window with a lemon in my hand the entire time in the spacesuit pacing back and forth.
Yeah, in the night, in the glim light,
So Swaggerhead, arguably one of the most important revelations of the night, which obviously we're not going to talk about. Don't worry, Swagger. But you know, you were nervous about it, so you were pacing, and you kept looking at the window really dramatically. I was like, "This is out of a movie or something." This is so
all I can say for the people at home is that all of the dialogue that was spoken in that room is an Oscar-worthy script. It was so insanely beautiful. Every sentence was poetic. It was so good.
Maybe it might have been just because we were high.
I mean, that might have just been because you're getting everything out like everyone else. Like,
yeah,
dude, it was so cathartic. I mean, it's just, it was so raw. It was so good.
It was a beautiful moment.
It was. There's no better feeling. I mean, and you don't even necessarily need LSD to experience something like this if you're with a person and you're both mature enough. But I don't believe there's any raw or better feeling than just sharing things with another person on a really intimate level. You know, that is like one of the most raw human experiences, and that was like just such a fucking great.
Yeah,
that was probably, you know, all the funny stuff aside, that was the highlight of the experience.
It's like building a bridge that will like always be there because of that one experience.
Well, yeah, we're definitely way closer now because of it. 100%. I mean, friends for life and all that. Respect. Mm-hmm.
No homo.
Going back to when we were, one thing I just remembered about the actual come up itself was that I was just not out of any sadness or any real emotion, but I was just constantly crying for a long period, like not sobbing, but just my face was leaking tears of sheer joy through the entire come up experience. I was like, oh my God, my face is so wet and salty. Like, what is going on? And then I realized, these are tears of pure joy.
You're smiling like, with tears in your eyes. It was hilarious.
I was just mad. I took a selfie of myself, which I'm going to
cherish
forever.
On my phone.
On Sergio's phone.
My phone. I still have it. You look,
I've just got my mouth open. My pupils are just like saucers. It's just sheer manic joy and
the
madness.
The widest grin. Just,
yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. but yeah, I mean, we went downstairs after chatting for a bit more in Mason and Jay's room for a while. We went downstairs to the couches, and this was probably the most like chill part of the time. We were like, okay, yeah, we're coming way down now. We listened to a bit of music or whatever. We just chatted about, you know, more trivial stuff. Swaggers, what time of the morning would it have been when you suggested we smoke weed? To
must have been two, get the most three,
two or three in the morning.
We were all the way at the end. Now, I normally don't recommend smoking marijuana on acid. In fact, I would highly not recommend it.
Yeah.
It can enhance your trip in catastrophic ways to the point where you have panic attack, anxiety attack. You feel like you're dying. Mm. Your visuals are too intense. You can't escape from it. It's fucked. So I was like, look, we're all the way at the end of our trip. If you guys want visuals or if you want to extend it, smoke a very small amount of weed because that's what I'm going to do. And I think... Who did smoke with me? Who smoked?
I did.
We all did.
Not a lot, though.
We all did. Yeah, we all had.
We just didn't have a lot, which is the key.
It didn't do that much for me, I don't think. Maybe a little bit, but
it did a lot for me. My visuals kicked right the fuck back up, and they were just insane. And I was like, just trying to focus on my breathing at one point.
Mm. I guess for me, because I didn't get visuals the whole time. I guess maybe I didn't even notice the effects it had on me. Because for me, it was more about like sensations, like touch and hearing. And
did you get more like auditory hallucinations? Because I know that is sometimes a thing where some people won't get like visuals, but they'll get like auditory.
I wouldn't say I got auditory. I do think my hearing was different on it, but it wasn't like I was hearing sounds that weren't there kind of thing. It was more just, you know, maybe reverb, stuff like that, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. But yeah, no, we came right on down, and I think we probably ended up going to bed at around 5, maybe.
How did you all feel in the morning?
I felt refreshed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I had a great sleep. I must have slept like 9 hours.
Me and Mason didn't.
Me and Ryan stayed up till about fucking... Yeah.
Dude, I had to get up at I had to get up at 10 a.m. Right, oh. And we end up going to sleep at fucking literally like 8. Was it 8 a.m.?
Yeah,
eight.
It was daytime. I was just laughing at Bucks. I was laughing because he just had
We were literally just talking about girls and shit for like 2 straight hours.
And how they shouldn't do LSD with other guys.
Why?
Because they will fuck like animals.
I don't know. Do you think so?
I have a friend that's done acid. Actually, no, I have 2 friends that have done acid and fucked their girlfriends. And in fact, they've both people...
Ended up married? Oh.
No. I mean, no, I think they're still going out. But apparently, when you both fuck on acid, you apparently feel like you're becoming a single person. Like you're merging together.
That's
it's weird,
bro.
Apparently a super weird feeling.
Yikes.
That's a yikes.
I'll stick to fucking
sober. It's a yikes, bro.
If you're doing acid with a guy or girl that you don't want to have sex with, maybe don't do acid with that person because it might end up happening. So,
It's like getting on your knee and proposing pretty much.
Yeah, no, rewinding. When Ryan came into the Jay and Mason's room and we were all still in there, come down. I remember Bucks being like to Ryan, I have to catch a flight tomorrow. And you were getting kind of a little concerned about it. And Ryan's like, don't worry about it. Look, just come, just wake up at this time and you'll be good and come here and we'll get you over there. So yeah, tell us about your morning. How did you get away fine?
Dude, I remember waking up, I think after my fourth, I set like 10 alarms, like 1 minute apart. I think I woke up after like the fourth one or something. And I remember waking up and I just felt like, fuck, I don't know. I just felt empty. Like my body so exhausted. And my mind was like so fucking exhausted as well that I was just like an empty shell. Literally.
I mean, you were still pretty much on a come down still.
Yeah.
You were still on a come down in some
way. Dude, he was fucked.
All right, so, I leave, I head back over to Ryan's place, pack up all my stuff. And then say goodbye to everybody. And at this point, I was kind of okay. I had like a bacon roll or something at Ryan's.
Mm.
So it wasn't that bad. Go to the airport. And then I had like one flight first, which was to Perth, which is like a 3.5 hour flight.
Yeah.
And I slept like from the second we took off. I fell asleep before takeoff. And I just remember waking up like once or twice throughout the flight. And then I woke up like kind of when we were landing. Get out, and then I've got like a 1 hour stopover, and then I've got a 17 hour flight direct from Perth to London.
The funny thing
is, so this is the same plane. So the same plane that went from Melbourne to Perth is the same plane that's going from Perth to London, right? And it's like the same, a lot of the same passengers. So the two people sitting next to me on the first flight, which I literally said absolutely nothing to because I was so dead and empty, slept the whole flight in the aisle seat, so they probably couldn't even get out. And then I didn't even say like goodbye or anything, just kind of walked off expecting a different plane. I go back on the second plane. Actually, I nearly missed the second plane. I had some weird fucking chicken Caesar wrap at Melbourne Airport. And fuck, like 3 minutes before I was about to like needing to board, like final boarding, my stomach was just like, oh no.
Why?
So I'm like thinking, shit, there's only like a line of 20 people left and that's the whole plane.
Bet you're thinking shit.
So yeah, I was fucked. So I ran to the toilet and I was like shitting, and I was pre-rolling like bum wipes to just quickly go through like 8 in a row and then just run.
Speed running is
sprint,
shit.
Yeah. So I ran back and I boarded the plane. I was literally like the last person to board. And I go back on and I'm like all fucking hot and sweaty and shit. And I'm walking down. Everyone's looking at me as I'm walking down the plane. And the same two people that are on my first flight. The same two people that are on the first flight are on the second flight. I sit down next to them. I'm like, oh, hey. I'm Brian, by the way. We introduced each other. And then literally again before taking off, I passed out for literally 14 hours. Like 14 hours just on and off on the slide.
No way, bro.
Literally, I slept so much. Yeah, I felt amazing when I woke up. And then I only had like a couple hours left and I was in London, so it felt like a really weird, fast journey.
Fast travel, yeah. IRL.
Time travel.
Considering it was 30,000 kilometers just from Perth. Mm. It's fucking mad.
That's so fucked, cunt.
That's insane.
And the whole morning, like when we were up talking shit, I was like, you gotta get a flight. You gotta get a flight. I was like, loser. Because I was tired. I was fucked. So I'm just like, oh no.
I mean, props to you for making the journey. I mean, Jesus, I didn't have high hopes. I'm glad that worked out.
Yeah, for real.
That would have been kind of shitty if you missed your flight. Yeah, I mean, the morning for us was pretty normal. I think I was one of the other ones who was up first. I don't know what time it was, maybe.
Like I slept in Toby's bed because the bunk bed was too high.
Yeah,
was it Ryan's?
Right.
Did you guys wake up with really sore mouths?
No.
From smiling so much?
Oh, yeah.
I could barely move my mouth.
Yeah, we were grinning like apps like nonstop during the trip. So I did have a bit of a sore jaw, I guess. But no, I woke up and I opened up my curtains and I stepped out on the balcony and took a breath of fresh air. And I'm telling you, like, it was the most clear I've ever felt in my fucking life. I was just like, man, what a great experience that was. It just felt like a hard reset on life.
Yeah. Definitely.
Oh yeah, like the morning after watching the sunrise, that was like the best thing ever, just being outside again.
Oh.
Now, just because we, for the most part, had a really good, transformative, interesting experience doesn't mean that you, the viewer, will have a very good, interesting, transformative experience. So, please,
definitely,
tread with caution.
Yeah,
exactly.
Do your research, do your tests, do it with people that you're close to, I'd recommend, and you'll... Suckles just typed in the chat.
Don't say it! Don't say it! Don't fucking say it!
All right, that's gonna be a mystery.
Bro, this is the weirdest thing.
Can you please say it? That's hilarious.
Bro, I didn't. Can we get it out of the way? I didn't even know she was in my room. Okay.
Okay. Suckles just types in the Discord chat as I'm disclaiming about being careful on acid. He just types, "I think my cat is high."
Bro, she's jumping on my desk and going straight for the weed. Like, what? Bro, I'm not even kidding. She never jumps on my desk, ever.
Are you sure you're not smoking catnip?
What do you mean, cunt? I'm fucking hotboxing my room. She's fucked.
I thought you couldn't get high from secondhand smoke. Is it the same for cats?
No, you can.
Yeah, you can. Bro, she's literally never jumped on my desk before. And she's like, she can't land on her feet properly, bro. Come here, bitch. Aww. Come here, you fuck. Come here, you fucking slut.
No, don't yell at
her. Don't say that.
No, she loves me. She loves me. Bro, poor baby.
Holy shit.
It had to have you a lot for that cat to get high.
Bro, I've been punching a couple cones, right?
He had three bong rips before the podcast.
All right.
And one during, at least.
Cool. Well, I mean, is there anything else really meaningful we should talk about, or should we wrap it up?
Not really.
I think that's it.
Yeah, I think that's it. Good.
All right. Well, yeah, Jay. Yeah. Well, how about you close it off with a few words about why you didn't take it and how you feel about it after watching us do it? Like, how do you feel about the whole thing being sober?
Well, the reason I didn't do it was because I felt like it's something that shouldn't be done to like just have a good time, like purely have a good time. There needs to be some sort of like emotion. You need to have like the want to have an emotional breakthrough, and I just wasn't,
and that's what we were doing,
and I wasn't ready for that. But you guys, like, there wasn't one point even before you took it where you guys were like, let's just do it, let's get fucked up. It was just an experience for you guys, and I could respect that. And but for me personally, I just wasn't ready for that. And I...
Fair enough.
Completely understandable.
That's pretty much my thing. I'm doing things too quick.
Yeah, Jay's been traveling really quick. So that's fucking... I can respect that too.
Yeah. Well, it was a very mature way of looking at it. And that's definitely a viewpoint the viewers at home should adopt as well after listening to this.
Very good point. We didn't take it just to get fucked up.
Yeah. It shouldn't be treated as a recreational drug.
Yeah. Did we ever say that at the start, actually? We weren't doing it to have fun. I mean, we thought we were going to have fun, but we were doing it
Knew what we were getting into. We did our research before.
It's not for fun.
We disclaimed it plenty at the start. So, you know, seriously, use it at your own risk and make sure you do your own research and don't just take our word for it, because we're not experts. We're fucking retards. But we did have a beautiful time, and fuck, what a fucking eventful night that was.
Yeah, that was
it was fun to watch.
That house, right? I gotta say, Ryan picked the perfect house.
Yeah,
he picked the perfect house. Like, no house beats that, dude. I'm telling you.
Yep.
Fuck.
Manager Ryan pulls through once again with the quality acid and the Airbnb to match it.
Our own scuff, Nick Crompton.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Let's finish it up then. Guys, make sure you do check out Bucks, like we said at the beginning. YouTube, he's just Bucks. Twitter and Instagram, Ryan Hughes TV, right?
Yeah.
Got it right?
Yep. Follow.
Great guy.
Subscribe. Follow.
Subscribe. Shut up, make sure fucking you go and follow. Cunt.
Please. All right, that's enough plug time.
Please.
Thanks for listening, guys. We'll be back next week with some other random shit. Don't do acid.
Don't do drugs.
I hope they don't see this as like a progressive thing. Like next week, we're going to be talking about the last, like when we did heroin, you know? They're probably all thinking.
Draw the line at psychedelics.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weed and psychs.
We didn't do acid to get a podcast story either. It was really more of a separate thing where we were just like, look, this is. We weren't even planning on talking about it on the podcast. Yeah, yeah exactly. Yeah. So don't think that we're just escalating in our crazy fucking drug-fueled experiences for the podcast, because we are, you know...
We're responsible, believe it or not.
Yeah, believe it or not, we are actually have some maturity around this kind of
even
thing.
Even me! Ah!
Debatable.
Right, cool.
We've been the Misfits, guys. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.